eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, everyone? This is Luke with Dogman.com, joined by new head baseball coach, Jason Kelly. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me and excited to talk about Husky baseball.
Yeah, I am as well. So as of recording, we're just a little under 3 weeks until Husky baseball begins. I believe it is Friday. Is it February 17th that the season Correct. Kicks off? Jason Kelly is a familiar name to people in Husky baseball. You were previously here for 7 years as a pitching coach. And I know you're also a West Coast guy growing up. I believe you went to Cal Poly and kind of got your coaching and baseball start there professionally as well. So just with all that in mind, how does it feel to be back in the Pacific Northwest?
It's great to be back. When I left after the 2019 season, you know, you'd always had hopes in kind of the back of your mind of maybe someday coming back and getting a chance to be the head coach here. But, you know, that's something that's a long shot at in that moment. My family has loved this place since the day we showed up. My kids were raised here when we moved. They were 2 and 3 years old, and now they're 14 and 13. So this was a huge part of their lives, and obviously mine too. Getting to compete at the highest level and getting a chance to recruit at the highest level and do all those things. This is where I got to cut my teeth. So it's exciting to be back, not just for the family, but we have a huge passion for Washington baseball and Washington athletics, and excited to be back in the right purple and gold.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the right purple and gold and also mentioned the top level. So I feel like I'd be remiss not to mention you're coming from spending the last year with LSU, obviously down in the SEC, where in all sports, they say it just means more. But anyways, coming back now to the Pac-12 and back up here in Seattle, how does it feel after also bringing kind of 20 years of experience or roughly 20 years of experience as a collegiate pitching coach, kind of taking that step into the head coaching role?
Yeah, it's something I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm ready for that, this challenge. But also there's a lot of unknowns. I've been around this game since I was 3 years old and been thinking this game since I was probably 10 or, you know, whatever, whenever you start really processing how to play the game. But I've never had to make some of the decisions that I'll have to make in the next couple of weeks. And so that is a little bit, not daunting at all, but just a new experience for me. I know I'm capable and I'm ready for that. And I've got great assistant coaches around me to help guide me through that, but it is exciting. It's exciting because as an assistant, no matter who you coach with or for, you're always kind of thinking of ways that you would maybe change this or change that, or here's how I'd run this. And getting that opportunity is really been a great experience. But we haven't won a baseball game yet. And ultimately that's what I'm here for. So hopefully that starts in the next couple of weeks and we can put the first win behind us and then really focus on hopefully the next 20 years of really competitive Omaha caliber type teams.
Certainly. So you mentioned obviously haven't played a game yet. I'll touch more on this later, but this is a team that went 13-1 in May, 13-3 to end the season. So I mean, there's that context, I guess, with this roster. Also, you coached under Lindsey Meggs, not only for 7 seasons at UW, but I know you were with him at Chico as well. How has he been, I guess, kind of as a resource to kind of refamiliarize yourself with maybe not just the University of Washington, but maybe some of the pieces that you have on this roster? Or is there anyone that you've kind of been able to lean on to really get to know these kids other than just the time that you spend yourself with them in the facility and at practice and things like that?
Yeah, that's it. It's been, I think, probably one of the bigger advantages of me getting this job is my time here and my time with Coach Meigs. I understand how these guys have been coached. I understand the things that they've been taught. I understand the things and the kind of way they've been pushed to play this game. So I have a really good feel for things they're good at, and I have also have a good feel for some of the things that maybe they need to progress on too. And so that has been a big benefit for us. When you take over a team that is in a retirement situation, it's always a little better situation than what it could be. And like you said, they won, you know, 13 of 15 at the end. They were incredibly competitive, ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw in that tournament, but that guys that had a lot of experience last year on a successful team. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can't teach that experience. And also just the way we go about it. I recruited a lot of these kids, didn't necessarily get a chance to coach them. But the process, for them committing to the University of Washington with a lot of them did start with me. So having relationships with Johnny Tincher and Will Simpson and Michael Snyder, Dalton Chandler, Christian DiCaccia, a lot of these guys I've had relationships for. So I think that's given me some credibility right away when I walked into the locker room of this is somebody that they want to be around and somebody that, you know, is going to coach us hard, but is going to be a good mentor to us as well. So it's been a good situation for me and having a little bit of familiarity with all of this program, all the way from academics to administration, to, you know, all those things make this transition so much easier.
Awesome. Yeah. And thanks for actually touching on that. I was doing some research before this and I saw that nobody played in the 2019 season, but I failed to put two and two together and realized that you probably were going to be a big part of recruiting those that have been around since 2020. So thank you for mentioning those names. Another thing I wanted to touch on is the coaching staff. I guess I'll start here. Obviously, with Coach Meigs retiring, from my understanding, it's a completely new staff. Is that correct?
Correct.
Except for, obviously, you kept around ops director Jacob Hatlow. I know that you had a relationship with him, given the 4 years that he was a manager as a student that overlapped with your time at UW. What is someone like that that's been around the program for, gosh, is probably 8 years now? What does he bring, I guess, in kind of an ops role?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people in this program, including myself, that we could function without. But functioning without Jacob Hatlow, it couldn't happen. I mean, the guy's got his hand in everything in this program from top to bottom, from academics to gear ordering, to travel, to, I mean, everything with the facility. He literally, if it's regarded in an email or a piece of paper, Jacob Hatlow handles it for us. So he's been an incredible resource for me, you know, new to the job, new to some of the admin experiences that I didn't have to do as an assistant. He's really helped walk me through and been an incredible resource. He's so well respected up top with the other administrators, as somebody that not only is really good at his job, but the guy bleeds purple. I mean, nobody in this building has more passion for Washington athletics than Jacob Hatlow. So he's been incredible. He's a guy that everyone likes being around. He's great with the players. So I couldn't do it without him. I mean, I don't even know if I could get to work if I didn't have that guy in my corner. He's that good at what he does. I hope we keep him forever, but that guy may end up being the athletic director at this place in 20 years. I think he's that well regarded. So he's been great. The rest of the staff, is I think we've put together a really good group. We've got a good combination of guys that have been in college baseball for a long time, and as also guys that have coached in the professional ranks as well. Our assistant coaches are as good as it gets. Billy Boyer works with our infielders. He'll run our offense and works with our hitters, but was a Husky recruit a while back and decided to pursue professional baseball. So he signed out of high school, but has come back to coach our players, and we couldn't be more ecstatic. He's as smart as anybody I've ever been around on the field, is an incredible worker, but more importantly, he's a great role model to our players, and somebody that our guys can look to as as somebody that they can trust, they can rely upon, not just on the field, off the field. Our recruiting coordinator, Jake Silverman, is somebody that's been at winning programs his entire life, from a player at Cal State Fullerton to an assistant at UCLA, Nevada, Reno, to Cal Poly. He's worked with great coaches all over the West Coast. So he brings a really keen and observant eye to our club. He'll work with our outfielders and our catchers and the hitting, but his main role for us is recruiting and starting those relationships all over the Northwest and all over California and Arizona and the West Coast. So he's been really good. And we're actually, unfortunately, but fortunately, in transition with our third spot. Parker Gwynn was our volunteer. He has recently gotten a professional job with the New York Yankees.
Wow.
And we're incredibly excited for him, but also a little disappointed because he's a great coach and somebody that we really like to be around and has really been good with our catchers, but we're incredibly excited for him and his journey at the next level. So I'm kind of in the process right now of rounding up a new volunteer and somebody that we can bring to fit in to our program and be great with our guys. I couldn't be happy with our staff. I love coming to work every day. I love being around these guys. And that's just as important as their knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
So obviously with kind of that volunteer position open, one thing I was going to mention with all of the assistant coaches and Jacob included as the athletic, or I guess the director of ops, excuse me. Everybody on the coaching staff, also yourself included, have incredible beards. Is that something that's a requirement for this?
I don't know that everybody has, I mean, I have an incredible beard. Yeah. I don't know that everybody else does. But no, that is not a requirement. Something that I've had since, shoot, I don't even know. It's been a long time. I know that Coach Boyer has had his for a long time as well. And I think Mr. Hatlow is kind of new to the beard situation, but he looks dang good. So I'm not going to take that from him. It's not a requirement, but I give a little bit of freedom to our staff and to our players to kind of be themselves. And if that's part of it, then we want to encourage that.
For sure. Also, on kind of a more serious coaching note, given that you are making your step here into head coaching, but like I mentioned earlier, you have nearly 20 years of experience as a collegiate pitching coach. Is that sort of, I guess, an angle or wisdom that you can bring to the staff, both coaching staff and pitching staff here at the University of Washington? And what does that kind of look like, I guess, leveraging that experience, but also fully embracing kind of the head coach title?
Yeah, it's, you know, luckily when I was here with Coach Meggs, I did have a lot of freedom. He gave me, you know, the reins to that pitching staff and allowed me to do my thing, so to speak. And so I did have a lot of control over that group. So that, I think that's going to really help me when it comes to dealing with the entire team. I have experience, you know, just speaking in front of the group and recognizing the things, especially on the defensive end that we did well. And now being able to progress to the entire team is something that's been an easy transition for me. You know, you can't replace the experience and I've been in this league. I've been at all levels, the junior college level, the Division II level, you know, and the Division I level. I've been in multiple conferences. So those things, I've worked with great coaches, Jay Johnson at LSU and Tracy Smith, now at Michigan, and Larry Lee at Cal Poly, just been around really good people that you don't even know that they're forming kind of the future you, but you're always going to kind of lean back on some of those things that those guys really did well and take those things and try and incorporate it. And very little information in baseball is yours. Almost everything that you have, you've learned from somebody else. And if you can kind of continue that tradition to your players and your coaches, then I think it's a good thing. But, you know, you never know if you're ready. I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks. I'm confident that we're ready, but there'll be some interesting moments, I'm sure, in that dugout with me running the show for the first time. And we'll fight through it, and we'll get through it, and we'll learn from it and continue to get better.
You mentioned earlier, we both, I guess, mentioned the really hot May and end of the season that Washington had. There are some veteran presences that you also mentioned that will be in this, I guess, dugout and locker room for the University of Washington. And another thing you mentioned is obviously given a retirement kind of situation for Coach Meggs, that there will be a lot of familiar faces, right, rather than maybe a more negative end to a regime. So there are some, I guess, strong pieces and building blocks. How do you, I guess, kind of come in for a team that had some momentum ending 2022? I mean, obviously, they'll have gone about 10 months without playing baseball. So it's not like baseball being a game of momentum. It's not like you can just pick up right where you left off. But how do you kind of build on that? I don't know what the right word is, whether it's just like vibe or energy of a team that started to see success on the field in 2022 and then take it into this upcoming season.
Yeah, it's you're right on the fact that it was, you know, almost a year ago, and mm-hmm. and that is hard to maintain the actual field momentum. But what I think that did and what we're noticing is just a level of confidence this group has in each other. It's something that was developed, I think, during that run. You know, the best teams that I've ever coached and that most people ever coach are the teams that take responsibility for themselves. And they say, hey, this is our team, and we're going to steer this in the direction that we want this to go. And I think that team did that towards the end and developed a ton of confidence, both in on the field in the way that they can play, but also in the locker room, in the dugout, on people that they can trust, and guys that are really committed to winning at the highest level. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing that they got from that great run at the end of last year, is just confidence that they can do it. And they were relatively young, but they had a bunch of at-bats behind them. And so you get kids like Cam Clayton and AJ Guerrero and those guys that are true freshmen, but they played 55 games last year. You can't replace the highs and lows of that and how to handle it. And they've learned those things. And so I expect this group to hit the ground running for sure. With a new coaching staff, there's a different energy. Combine that with some success at the end of last year, and we could be a problem for some teams if our guys play the way that they're capable of playing.
Certainly. So you mentioned AJ Guerrero and Cam Clayton as some other, I guess, younger guys, though, who played a big role last year. I don't know if there was a hotter hitter on the planet Earth than AJ Guerrero in May of 2022. He was ripping the cover off the baseball. And then obviously those kind of veteran names that we mentioned. I might kind of put you on the spot here. If you want to pass, that's totally fine. But is there maybe, other than those kind of veteran names or guys who are really making the splash in 2022, like either a newcomer, underclassman, transfer that like has immediately kind of wowed you now that you guys are getting close to ramping up your season?
Yeah, you know, on the position player end of it, it's kind of the usual suspects from last year, but you've seen some guys get better. A guy that's come to my mind today is Cole Miller, who's kind of had an up and down career here. Maybe a little bit of lack of consistency. And we've seen a complete flip in that over the last 6 months. He's been great. He's made some swing adjustments, incredible athlete, always has been, but just hadn't found that kind of rhythm offensively. And Coach Boyer and he have gotten to work in the cages, and Cole's been not a surprise at all, because I knew he was a good player. But I think he's turned the corner and somebody that is really enjoying the game and having fun out here. The one guy that's getting all the pub and relatively new to this level and deservedly so getting a lot of pub is Kiefer Lord, the right-handed pitcher from Northern California who transferred in from a D3 school. And man, he's a great story and one that I hope gets told a lot. A guy that out of high school's, you know, 82, 83 miles an hour and decides to take more of an academic route. And then COVID hits and he makes a commitment that he wanted to throw harder. And so he went to work by himself Did a ton of research, and now he's 96 to 100. And you're looking at 2 hours later, or 2 years later, excuse me. So somebody that's kind of self-made and has kind of come out of nowhere is getting a ton of attention, and he should. It's going to be one of the top three guys in our rotation, and has come a long way from 2 years ago. So it's going to be really exciting to see him do his thing. And I think we're going to have a couple of guys like that on the mound that have been, you know, talented and names, and but maybe haven't put together the years or the specific numbers that they have wanted, that are going to have those opportunities this year. But Kiefer and Cole have been really, really good for us. We've got a freshman in from Hawaii named Iva Arquette, who's just been a steady, very mature player. When you're talking about a 19-year-old kid, there's been some highs and lows, like there always is for a new kid, and he's handled them incredibly. So I expect him to really be a staple in the program for a long time.
Awesome. Love that. Also, as a Mercer Round alum myself, love to hear the mentioning of Cole Miller.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. Cool. I appreciate you going into detail on some names and what has impressed you specifically. I guess what I'll leave you with here, obviously, like I mentioned, you had worked under Coach Kelly for over a decade between Chico and the University of Washington. And obviously, I'm sure he's played a big role in kind of influencing your approach or just coaching style or philosophy. But obviously, this is an opportunity for you to step into the head coaching role with a new staff and kind of leave your mark on Husky baseball. I don't know really how to articulate it, but what, if any, maybe changes or differences, like what do you think, I guess, will be kind of maybe the trademark of the Jason Kelly era, maybe on the field in Husky baseball, if that makes sense?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if there's anything specific, but you know, just kind of a little bit different energy. I think we might be a little more rambunctious than we've been in the past. I want to let the kids play. I want to give them some freedom. And, you know, Coach Meggs and I will do things a lot alike because I learned so much from him. But we're just a little younger and a little more, I think, going to kind of let him play just a little bit at a different level than it was before. But, you know, the base and the, you know, the foundation is here for these kids to have success. They recruited good players. They were well coached. You know, so all we have to do is come in and just bring a different energy and then kind of build on some of those positive things that are already here. And we can gain some positive momentum, not a huge change, nothing to the point where we're scrapping stuff and, you know, cause things have been done well here for a long time. We want to continue to do those things really well, but also just change the learning environment just a little bit. And hopefully, you know, let them play a little bit and have some fun.
Great. Yeah. Well, again, Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. Husky baseball begins in just over 2 weeks. They will be on the road against Santa Clara Friday, the 17th, for a 4-game series. And what will kick off what is sure to be an exciting inaugural year for the Jason Kelly era at UW. So again, thanks for taking the time.
I appreciate it. We appreciate you getting us out there and supporting us as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.